Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
Dusty and Cam in the morning.
This was never about money for us. It was about us against the system. That system that kills the human spirit. We stand for something.
With Dusty Hera.
I've had the old bull. Now I want the young calf.
And NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
Play action from Mark Bulger, firing into the end zone. Cam Cleland's got it. Touchdown Rams. With 2:11 to play, a 17-yard connection. Mark Bulger to Cam Cleland.
On 1080 The Fan.
Well, we got some breaking news here on the program.
Whoa.
What?
Play the drop, man.
Oh, you want it? ESPN is telling you how disgusting your arena food is. Right on the front page, there's an article titled of ESPN, "What's Lurking in Your Stadium Food? Slime, Roaches, and Mice." Oh, good. This comes on the heel. We talked about this earlier, that the Oakland Coliseum, they had the reporter overheard the janitor guy, saying that there's mice in the soda machine, dead mice in there.
Yeah.
I'm happy to report. I don't know.
Are you happy?
Moda Center, out of 107 or 111
arenas,
38th in all of the land. That's pretty good.
Is it pretty good? Nuh-uh. Top 10.
Well, here's their biggest violations.
I would bet, I'm going to throw this out there, okay. Safeco would be a top 10 in baseball. Just in general. Their food is fantastic.
Well, okay, being good and being clean is different. I like to go to a lot of Safeco food trucks.
I think Safeco ranked number one, if I'm correct, with recycling food distribution and the options they had.
Here's the biggest problems that Moda Center had, according to this ESPN report. Food was too warm.
Too hot.
That's not a terrible problem to
have. Too hot pizza. Don't want to burn the roof of the mouth.
Yeah. Jewelry was worn.
Oh,
by no bueno. Fry cooks. But I mean, like, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't
want
jewelry to drop into my food.
But it hasn't. It's just saying that they've worn them.
That sounds scary.
Well, yeah. But if you go to a restaurant, check and see how many people handling your food are wearing like earrings or bracelets or watches and stuff.
Okay.
It's a lot.
I'm a bigger fan of the netting.
Mm. Yeah. And then it said on one occasion there was a pan of raw fish fillets that were stored over ready-to-eat foods on October 26, 2016 in a commissary, a potential for food contamination, but no food contamination found.
So no problems. Food violations.
Yeah. Safeco Field, 33rd.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So not...
Who's number one?
Oracle Arena. Right next to the Oakland Coliseum.
Huh.
What?
Wow. Well, strangely enough, who's ranking this?
ESPN. It's based on food violations.
An amount of food violations.
Yeah.
Well, this could be anything, right? This could be spilled ketchup packets.
I just read you how kind of they're not like big ones that you have at Moda Center. Like they do a good job. That's pretty low.
But a moldy burger bun, if you're into that, just click on ESPN.
Yeah. Go to Dodger Stadium.
Go to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
I don't mind a little mold. It's good for you.
You want to know where you shouldn't go?
Huh? What?
Don't go to the Spectrum Center in North Carolina. Hmm. They have a lot of issues there.
Do they?
So, can that be worse than the Oakland Coliseum, though?
By the way, did you see the guys or the people that worked at
in the coconut?
No. Gosh dang it. What is the... Ooh. I can't even think of the drugs.
Yankee Stadium.
The ecstasy and the kids' burger buns.
Oh. Where?
Sonic. They were working at Sonic.
What city?
I don't remember. It's on there. They got caught putting ecstasy.
That's a pretty bad one.
Heck would you do that?
I don't know. That's like the people that put the meth in the Sour Patch Kids on Halloween. Remember that story that we talked about from Aloha?
But these are morons that are handing out candy at your house. These are people working at a established business putting meth, or not meth, ecstasy in burgers.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that they're probably the same morons, you know? Same morons. Wait,
isn't that expensive? You're just giving it away for free?
Yankee Stadium, 102nd. Ew. Don't go to Yankee Stadium and eat. Right now, 709. No?
What's hot?
Spoken!
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot!
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Brought to you on the fan by Area Heating and Cooling. With more than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver, you won't have to wait on Area.
CenturyLink, by the way, 52nd. Yeah. Yeah. All right. College football carousel continuing to move. Miami will be in the market for a new defensive coordinator as Manny Diaz is on the way to become Temple's head football coach. Will he keep motivational speaker Ed Foley? That is what the country wants to know.
I don't see why not. Is Ed Foley a what position coach would he be?
I think he is an O-line.
I just wanted to set you up for that because there's no
O-line.
Other coach he should be of.
He's O-line and tight ends guy.
No, not tight ends.
Well, O-line and tight ends, that's his job.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. One.
You put your hand in the dirt, you go to Ed Foley.
Mm-hmm.
Suns owner Robert Sarver is threatening to move the team from Phoenix to either Seattle or Vegas.
Do this.
He wants $150 million dollars from the city of Phoenix, and he's not going to get it likely, so he's saying, fine, if I don't get it, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Well, accordingly, he wants $230 million. $230 million is the total package. Mm. He wants $150 million from public money. He's willing to spend $80 and put another $50 into a new practice facility. Says that the oldest, I think it's second oldest arena.
Okay.
It's pretty bad. So they said that their screens are bad. The doorways are bad. Everything just needs to be updated. And so he's going to threaten the area. It's the Talking Stick Arena.
Yeah, it is Talking Stick.
Arena, yeah. And Phoenix would be up and out of there. But because it was created by Jerry Colangelo, there's a big-time connection with the NBA, and there's no way the NBA owners would vote to move a team to Vegas or Seattle.
No, they wouldn't.
What?
Money talks. It could hurt their ability to get a new arena.
How Phoenix holds on to any of their teams, I don't know. Baseball should be... Coyotes, still hanging around down there. Arizona.
Yeah, the Cardinals. Hockey team in Arizona made the least sense.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Phoenix, Coyotes.
You can talk about transplants down there.
Well, here's the problem, is that Diamondbacks, Coyotes, Suns, everybody hates the owners, and they all want out.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, we'll take them. Move them all to Portland.
Yeah, everyone can just golf down in Arizona, and that'll be
just
fine.
Nobody does care. Arizona, really? Come on, guys. Arizona should just be a place where you go to play the Waste Management Open. And a Super Bowl. That's it.
I'm with it.
All right. That's fair. Let's do a little injuries here. Michael Kendricks, done for the year for the Seahawks after his return from his white-collar crime suspension. Broken tibia, done for the year.
Oh.
So he gone.
Yeah, I've seen him out there. That is too bad because they've been missing KJ Wright all year. In fact, I think KJ's only played in 2 games.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger, James Conner missed practice yesterday with rib and ankle injuries, respectively. There will be game time decisions. We'll have an update for you coming up minutes from now on what could be happening in Thursday night football. Big injuries of concern there. Mm-hmm. One team getting a guy back, the other losing one. The Blazers sucked last night. They lost 92-83, the second of a back-to-back. That's putting it a little too tough. They didn't play well. They lose 92-83 in Memphis. They come back and they get the red-hot Raptors, 23-7 on the year, coming to Moda Center tomorrow night. Raptors beat the Warriors 113-93 and didn't even have Kawhi Leonard.
So Dame had 34 night before.
Yeah.
CJ has 40.
Yeah. Last night.
Can these guys score 40 each ever in a game?
Oh, they're going to need 80 from both of them.
The only way they're going to continue to be average.
With the way that the ancillary pieces are shooting right now, you are correct, sir.
Gosh, the bench. I really was sold that this bench was going to be better at shooting.
No.
Nick was supposed to be better.
Sauce, Castillo, Seth Curry
was supposed to be better. Caleb Swanigan was supposed to stop pump faking and actually go up to the rim.
Yeah, a lot of those guys' inconsistencies have been blurring their careers, and they continue to do that here.
I wonder if Coach Stotts is getting mad.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Hot and Cool on the Fans brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. Right now, Area has great discount offers on qualifying equipment from Trane. Start saving today at areaheating.com. Thursday night football, a big return for one team and could be a massive loss for the other. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. All right, 7:18, Dusty here, Cam Cleland on this beautiful Thursday morning. Is it beautiful out there? Why is it still so dark? It's almost 7:30.
You're the one that's a big fan of daylight savings.
Winter solstice, my friend.
Winter solstice.
I mean, we're less than a week away, right?
Yeah, be dark for a long time.
Isn't the darkest day of the year the 21st? 20th? 21st?
Vampires love this stuff.
The darkest day of the year, Buck, is when football season's over.
Well, that's true.
Well, that's not until February, so stop it.
So light at, there's no light at the end
of
that
actually,
tunnel.
Football season will not stop because we will get the AAF.
And Josh Johnson, starting quarterback for the Redskins, will be there. How horrible would that be for the AAF if the Redskins quarterback woes continue with Josh Johnson getting hurt and then their star player goes down? Thursday night football tonight in Kansas City. We get a great game on Thursday night, and it kind of sucks that we have these two teams with so much on the line because they're both banged up at this point in the season. But the AFC West is... division lead is on the line. Kansas City versus the LA Chargers Thursday night football tonight.
Do you think we get one of those games like we got, maybe versus the Rams? Are we going to get that kind of offensive spectacle tonight?
Shootout?
Are we going to see a defensive run tonight?
I think, isn't Chargers defense too good to give up 50-some points? Chargers defense is good. I just don't see, and I don't see them having the ability to score 57.
I don't feel like at this point I can sit there and tell you that any defense is good enough against that Chiefs offense to stop them. Mm. I think you're going to get some.
The Ravens were for three quarters.
Yeah, because you play a little bit differently. You get a little cold. That was a home game though, by the way. But things are going to happen. I think Thursday night football is, I'm going to throw my hands up on this time of the year with what we're going to get. Yeah. Guys are tired, but they're fighting for it. There might be some injuries that are going to make a big effect on this game.
Well, they're going to be a huge effect as, you know, Sammy Watkins out, Spencer Ware may be out for Kansas City as well. Mm-hmm. But they do get Eric Berry back. The safety who ruptured his Achilles last week, week one, he's an all-pro safety. And him coming back at this stage of the year, what do you think that they can get out of Eric Berry? Because their defense has not been good, and he's kind of been the linchpin when healthy.
Well, certainly he's going to help because he's been working his way back. Now, he's not going to be dynamic as anything, but he's going to be out there. So that's a presence. He'd probably be a big force in the run game because Melvin Gordon reportedly was going to play, but it looks like he won't play tonight. He's still bothered with his injury. So no matter what, and if you watch the game too towards the end of the game last week, Tyreek Hill didn't look anything close to 100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was limping and he was faint. Although it was an incredible catch, and out of nowhere, he makes that play. But who's going to be the guy? Well, it's just Travis Kelce. That's going to be that number one target you're going to see. But you still have Patrick Mahomes and his look-away throws.
How about this, though? And people haven't really been talking about this. The injuries on Kansas City's offensive line as of late, where you have your starting left guard, your starting right guard, your backup center and guard, all on the injured reserve for the year. So depth is going to be an issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's not like, obviously this offense is still rolling. They're doing okay. But when you get in these games at this time of the year, when people are banged up on a short week and depth is a concern, you know, those are kind of the ugly things that happen at this stage of football. But you mentioned Melvin Gordon, Adam Schefter's most recent report is that, yeah, he is trending back, but he's going to be a game-time decision, and that game-time decision right now is doubtful. And then Austin Eckler, their backup to Melvin Gordon, who's filled in admirably while Gordon's been out, he's been ruled out with a concussion. So you're up to Justin Jackson, your third-string running back.
So what does that mean for San Diego? Gosh, dang it. It's going to take me years.
Ah, you did it!
Dang, stinking slip-ups. No, but what's it going to take for the Chargers to be able to win this football game? If anybody's got a shot to beat them, I feel like Phillip Rivers in whatever that setup with the pass rush of Joey Bosa and the rest of that defense for the Chargers, they're set up pretty well against this situation. Because we know that even when you watch that Rams team and how much a great pass rush, and what was the thing that Patrick Mahomes was having problems with against Baltimore? Man, that pass rush. The offensive line was leaking. It was leaking big time from the inside, the games and stunts. So, and we do know that the NFL is a copycat league. So no matter what, you're going to put that on film. You're going to get all of that and then some.
Like
You're going to get a ton of it from the Chargers tonight.
And that's why I like L.A. here, even though they're on the road on a short week. I mentioned those injuries on the offensive line. You mentioned the injuries to Spencer Ware and Tyreek Hill and having, oh my gosh, I just already spaced on who else, Sammy Watkins. Yeah. You have those injuries there. Relatively healthy defensively for the Chargers, despite your injuries to the running back position. Mebane is likely going to be out, but you have Bosa, and the rest of your defense seems pretty healthy. And then Phillip Rivers still has his weapons, whether it's Keenan Allen or Tyrell Williams out of Western Oregon here. His weapons have been healthy all year long, and Antonio Gates has apparently found the fountain of youth and is still a productive tight end. Chargers more healthy offensively, and that defense can give Kansas City some issues.
And we have the NFL Challenge coming up, and we can pick on this game. But I'm okay. Telling you, I don't feel comfortable at all saying the Chiefs are going to lock this game up. No problems. Sitting at 11-2, and then the Chargers are right behind them at 10-3. This is the division's on the line because you have the Kansas City's already clinched their playoff position.
Right.
That's helpful. But what are they fighting against right now? Well, they're fighting against holding that one seed. And knowing that they can lock up the one seed by winning this game, I believe they could lock up the one seed by winning tonight because there's not going to be anybody else that will challenge them. I know they play Seattle later in the year, too. That's a need win by Seattle. But New England's not going to catch them unless there's going to be a huge falter.
Well, at that point, you'd have a two-game lead with two games to play.
You'd have no problem sitting on that one. Because nobody else is catching you. Houston's not going to catch you. Pittsburgh's not going to catch you. That division's up for grabs.
But if you lose this, you're in the wild card.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's a crazy thing about it.
It's a big deal.
They would have this split, and then it would go to your division record, and that very well could tip the way of the Los Angeles Chargers that happens.
How about the city of L.A. being the central focus of the NFL football this year? Could we get an all-L.A.
No.
Super Bowl?
Playing
you're
in
calling
Atlanta?
No. You, not going to happen? No.
I just don't think...
I think we can,
but I don't want it to happen because I don't want the Spanos family to have a Super Bowl. I love the Chargers. I love Phillip Rivers.
Oh, slight and angry.
Well, no, I do. They hose
I want
the city
chaos.
Of San Diego.
I love chaos, and I also like things to be different. I don't need to see the same teams in it again. I don't need New England in this year.
Yeah, no, I do.
I know you do because you're selfish.
Oh.
But all of us that are realists would like to see something different occasionally.
Okay. What if I were to tell you Houston?
I got no problems with that. Look, right. You're going to have to go through a run in the play. That's what's great about the NFL is that no matter how many times we look at it, and you're going to tell me Philly now that they have Nick Foles back, the savior is back. Now they'll make a run and win the division, right? No, they're not going to beat Dallas. Dallas is going to win that division. I don't mind that the playoffs tells you who are the best teams. You can't hide behind college football and the subjective, well, I think this team's really good. No, you'll find out really quickly in the playoffs.
You want to know my tinfoil hat theory? It's bad for the NFL to have two LA teams in.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because two LA teams alienates everybody else in the country, just like with Major League Baseball and all that stuff. What they want
Would
is
it be
they
bad
want the intriguing
if the Giants and the Jets were in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's two New York teams, and a lot of people be like, nah.
But
don't
what if
really
they're
care.
Really
the
good teams? What if they're
it?
Really good teams?
They're not, though, so we don't have to worry about that.
No, you don't think Kansas City, you don't think that the Chargers and the Rams are good football teams?
I think they're really good football teams.
Like
I'm not
bad.
Saying that.
No.
That's why it's called the tinfoil hat theory, Cameron.
Yeah,
it's
your
because
theory sucks.
Two teams from the same city isn't good for a league. They want bi-coastal matchups, and we all know that.
Well, then why would they put it in Atlanta? Because it's a beautiful stadium, and you get two LA people, all these fan bases just come riding on out there.
Who do you really think it's going to be, though? Do you think it's going to be Chargers, Rams, and that those are the two best teams in the NFL right now?
I'm telling you, man, I'm not. There's no way I'm sleeping on what the Chargers are putting up.
Because I like New Orleans.
No way.
No, I'm not sleeping on them.
With the injuries that Kansas City's doing, and I mean, the Houston Texans, I'm not sold on that either. Their defense is solid. But I would take that matchup head to head all day long. I would pick the Chargers.
And here's the thing with the Chargers that will give you hope is that nobody in the AFC right now seems like that juggernaut.
I got one for you that's even better.
What?
The Chargers win out. Okay. They get the one seed. They have home fields at a soccer stadium the rest of the playoffs.
28,000.
How about that?
Home
Sell
field
me
with
that
a
one.
Road team home advantage.
You want to know what the NFL is going to be salt in the wounds there?
See,
your home field, you're not going to have any tickets. Can you imagine that?
Well, yes, I can because they're really good.
That's what I call chaos. A soccer stadium with 28,000 is going to be home field advantage. Yeah.
Well, now you're getting me to subscribe to it. Can I get them to get to the Super Bowl and lose?
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't have any problems with that. I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
We've seen the Chargers show up and play the Steelers.
You know what? But
Alfred Papuno, tight end.
Honestly, looking at it though, what teams do you think would be the most intriguing matchups if you were to move forward?
AFC wise?
If you were to go most intriguing matchup for the Super Bowl, because the LA teams, I think a lot of people would just shrug and go,
I've already seen New England play Kansas City, so that doesn't intrigue me again.
Can't happen in the Super Bowl.
No, I know that, but I'm talking about getting there. Teams that can match up and within the AFC and the NFC. So if we move through this,
okay.
I don't have any problems either it being Kansas City or the Chargers or LA. One of those two teams makes it very exciting. I selfishly would like to see the Saints.
I would like to see Kansas City, New Orleans is probably my number one. Mm-hmm. Right now, I mean, just from like an intrigue standpoint and how that game would play out.
I feel like New Orleans is built really well to make a run.
Yeah, but if you could, it'd be easy to convince me of a rematch between the Chiefs and the Rams, too. I mean, because just what we saw in 54-51.
Right.
Like, I'd be willing to see that again, but I don't necessarily want to. Saints-Chiefs would be fun. I think the Bears and the Chiefs would be a good matchup. I don't know why I want to see the Chiefs so bad.
Personally, I'm not a fan of rematches. I'm not. No. I like different. I like it to be a little bit different. So I don't need to see Rams-Chiefs again. I feel like that was good. That was wonderful. I don't need to see that again. I would like to see something different.
I would like to see the numbers on, because like it's stupid, but you like the ones that pop to mind, the rematch games.
We're talking in the Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't mind rematches through the playoffs.
Yeah, no,
those don't bother me.
No, I'm talking like Giants-Patriots Super Bowl. Great game, right?
Yeah.
Eagles-Patriots was a rematch. Great game in Super Bowl. And those to me, it'd be interesting to see if those are better games or not in the Super Bowl. But the lead up to it, the charge to it, I'm with you. There's so much less intrigue about it. One team that won't be in the Super Bowl, how about them Raiders? Are the Road Warrior Raiders really something that could happen? Wait to hear what Mark Davis said. Here's Buck with SportsCenter. R.I.P. Tom Petty. Mark Davis in the Raiders. They're not going to be playing in Oakland. We can agree on that, right? Next year. The city of Oakland sued the Raiders, the NFL, and every other team in the league yesterday.
Got an antitrust suit going on.
Yeah. And so yesterday, the team's president or business affairs.
How many people out there didn't even know what an antitrust lawsuit is?
I'm not going to lie. Not really me. Like, what does that entail fully?
Where's our legal analyst, Buck?
It means no trust.
No
antitrust.
Antitrust. It means I don't trust you. So the city of Oakland does not trust that the NFL and the Oakland Raiders are doing the right thing.
There's a lot of guys based on Buck's definition that are suing their ex-wives right now.
No, I think it basically just means that the other 31 are all together plotting against them.
There's collusion.
Oh.
So that I think is a different charge.
It is a different.
It's like it's kind of the same.
They're all in it together to get it. All right. They're all in it to get them.
Lawyer, text us 55305. Better you today. Text line. But yesterday, the business affairs guys said, "Yeah, we're backing out of our offer to pay the city of Oakland for 2019." Mm-hmm. And Mark Davis said all options are open: San Diego, San Antonio, Vegas, L.A. He even said somewhere else in Nevada that they could play. Doesn't that mean Reno? I mean, if you're talking places in Nevada outside of Las Vegas to play, you're talking Reno, right?
This Dan Bopew and Dambo says it's breaking up a monopoly.
Oh. Wow. Okay. So
what's that from again?
Monopoly.
Law and Order.
It's a board
Law and
game.
Order. No, I know what a monopoly is.
That.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Dambo.
Yeah.
So Mark Davis did add that he doesn't like playing on the turf in San Antonio for whatever reason. So that may be out. But what would you think? We mentioned this kind of in passing yesterday, Road Warriors. Mm-hmm. What if they are on the road for every game? Because that was actually floated as an idea of going and playing in Toronto, playing in Vancouver, BC, San Antonio, San Diego, London, Mexico City. What if the Raiders did do that? Would that be something that you think would be viable?
No, I mentioned it yesterday. I think that if you did all 16 games as a regular season, it's a throwaway season anyway. So what benefits the Raiders the most?
My biggest question about that is, where would you be headquartered? Would you still be practicing in Oakland?
Yeah, no, this is personally what I think. But if you're going to do it, Oakland stays at their facility in Oakland, because you see it's really close to the airport. Have you ever noticed that?
You can pretty much
just drive the airplane right to the facility and then take off from there.
Yeah, you could like taxi it from the runway to the practice facility.
Exactly. So, and I've been to that facility. So that's not going to change. They're not going to go build a new facility or put up some FEMA trailers and try to park next to a high school to let's practice here.
What's the point in being on, like, let's say the West Coast, if you're going to be playing some of your, I mean, should you be situated somewhere like Denver?
No, I think that what you do is the perfect situation would be is to sidle up with the city of San Diego and say, let's just play at Qualcomm. Yeah. And we'll fly. What? It's a 45-minute flight, maybe at the most. What's that flight? Hour?
Hour when they're 15. But and they're going hour. Private, obviously.
And you made it. Dusty made a great point. We were talking about it this morning. Said, dude, that's an average commute in LA anyway. So what's the point? Get on the airplane, fly down every Saturday. It really doesn't matter. It's a quick commute. Get on the airplane. That's where you're going to play. Every game is considered a road game, but you're not moving families and uprooting anything until you're officially there in Vegas. That's very attainable, and it doesn't matter. They're not going to care.
And a lot of NFL teams do this anyways, where they'll stay on a Saturday night in a team hotel, even if they're on a home game.
Right. Some teams do. Other teams let you sleep at home, but it's up for everybody.
So, I mean, if you take it in that regard, like, it's not going to be any more time away or any more strain on you than
it's more money to charter a flight. It's more money to do all that stuff. But at this point, the way the Raiders are hemorrhaging money at this point, they're hemorrhaging it.
Well, and that's it. That right there is being headquartered in Oakland and playing in San Diego. That could be the big hiccup, because Mark Davis isn't flush with cash. He'd have to get help.
Well, he's getting
from the NFL owners
saving him money,
right? What is his relocation fees are something around $230 million, right? Is that what the number was?
I thought it was more than that, but I could be wrong. But
so every team gets a piece of his. So he's having to pay that out cash. This is one of the reasons why my conspiracy theory is that Mark Davis doesn't have as much money as you think.
Well, okay? We know he doesn't.
Well, I know he doesn't have cash on hand, because he couldn't sign Khalil Mack and he couldn't sign all those guys, and he got rid of everybody with John Gruden because they need cash. They don't have enough money to be able to pay for everybody and this relocation fees and to be able to travel, because they don't have that revenue from their stadium issues. So to be able to do that, I would guarantee you that Mark Davis doesn't have, I'm just going to throw, my number would be $250 million in cash. There's no way he has that sitting around.
Yeah, apparently the NFL charged the Raiders $385 million for their relocation.
Right,
that's a lot of cash.
And that has to go to escrow, guys. That is something that can't be paid over time. Mm-hmm. That has to go. So where did that money come from?
Where did it come from?
Saved over time. Did he borrow against his team, which a lot of teams do? I mean, you don't know what
I think he has a payment plan to do that.
Right, until he gets to Vegas, and there's probably a payoff amount that he's going to have to do to all these teams.
So here's the thing, is that to help fix this, the NFL is sending them to London one time next year.
Okay, which they went to London this year and got their butts handed to them by the Seahawks.
And they will be a home team in that game.
Oh.
And then I believe they are going to Mexico City as well. So now you're looking at six more dates.
No problems.
And that could be easy. That makes it a little bit cheaper when the NFL is paying for you to have those road games in London, in Mexico.
Yeah. Real simple. Fly to San Diego. Real simple. Easy, easy peasy.
Something tells me that they may just uproot the team a year early and move them all to Vegas a year early. Play at Sam Boyd Stadium.
Well, you need a facility, Dusty. You can't just move, and they need a true facility.
Well, the Raiders did it kind of without one, or the Rams did it without one
Let me explain something to you. Nobody's moving and doing a training camp in August in Vegas without an indoor facility that they can practice
at. Well, no, but you could still do your training camp elsewhere, like every team normally does.
They could still do their training camp in Napa.
Right, but they're not going to move. They're not going to uproot the entire team until, just like what St. Louis did when they moved, they actually moved to an area where they put up their trailers and they had a facility and they were able to use that. I haven't seen anything built in Vegas yet where they can just set up shop unless they have a temporary setup.
They could have, a temporary setup would be keeping everybody in Vegas for that year would be cheaper than flying down to San Diego, one would think, because those costs are all going to come in the move to Vegas anyways. And so what you're doing is you're just doing it a year early, play at Sam Boyd Stadium. Yeah, it's a smaller stadium, but you could get it a little bit cheaper and start getting your fan base acclimated.
If I remember correctly, every road trip, I remember going through the books a little bit. Every road trip, I think around your charter fees with your travel fees, most of the time, at least in my last year, was somewhere, it was somewhere around the $3 million mark. $3 to $4 million was just your away game travel, and that costs your charters, and that's some of there. That's, it doesn't sound like a lot. It might be a little bit more now with fees and being able to get everybody with hotel costs and all of that. So even if you're spending, let's say it costs the Raiders $5 to $10 million extra next year to be able to travel. Is that an exorbitant cost that the league might say, okay, Mark, here, we'll help you out since
they just give it
you
to them and
say the city's screwing you over right now. They're not doing anything to help you. We'll help you with those travel costs.
What would be interesting in that is I could definitely see the NFL doing that, but what would be interesting is would that go to the case against the NFL against that Oakland is citing and saying,
yeah, if
you guys aren't letting us play.
The NFL is a monopoly.
Yes, they are.
Remember when they were a nonprofit?
Well, they ran out the USFL. Well, the USFL kind of did it to itself, but they run, and everybody that tries to contend with them, they just bury them.
I hate it when we sit here in our country and we try to sit there and try to tell teams that they have to stay and forget the fact that it is a business.
Yeah. It'll be what the lawyers decide. How about we go that way? I like San Diego as that option, though. Yeah. I think it works, but Mark Davis has got a lot of problems there with this team because we just outlined how financially strapped he actually is. Some of your feedback at 55305, the Better You Today text line. Plus, next hour, we got the Pro Football Challenge coming your way. 6:45 on the Fan. A quick update on Mark Davis's net worth. You know how much he's worth?
Well, if I consider the team valuation, I haven't looked. Like, his net worth, what the team is worth, cash on hand, $2.2
billion. No. No. What? No.
I believe Mark Davis is not a billionaire.
No.
No, we're saying, I'm sorry. I was thinking about the Raiders valuation and everything. Mark Davis, yeah, probably no. $250
million? No. No, he's one of two owners in the NFL that is not a billionaire.
Okay.
The other one, do you know who the other one is? You hate him.
I hate him.
Yeah, you hate this ownership.
Cincinnati?
Oh, it's no. It's the no, the Bidwells are billionaires. Is it the Brown family?
It's the Brown family.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mike Brown, Bengals.
No surprise there.
$925 million. Guy's a chump. Broke. $925
million. They are the armpit.
Okay.
That's all I can
of ownership?
Say. Oh, just so bad.
Mark Davis worth $500 million, $500 million. Okay. Right. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
It's not bad.
Put that in my
pocket. So Gisele Bündchen is only $100 million less than the owner of a National Football League.
Wow, wrap your head around that one.
Huh? How about that?
Gosh.
Hey, touchdown, Tommy.
Talk
about winning at life.
Here's an interesting text that came in on the Better You Today text line. We were talking about San Diego. Mm. I think that's a good one that we'd like to see both. But if you move them to San Diego for that year, you'd have that Chargers-Raiders rivalry in San Diego back.
That'd be great.
How many of those people would actually root for the Chargers, though, do you think?
I think there's going to be deep-rooted connections still. Because your team leaves over time, even though they keep the name, you're still going to be a Chargers fan. I think so. And I think Raider fans don't vary. They don't waffle. They're a Raiders fan no matter if they're in L.A., if they're in Oakland. And certainly Raiders aren't going to just jump ship because you're in Vegas, because now they can gamble, drink, and cheer on their team.
Yeah. I would be interested to see how that split, because remember the last year that the Chargers were in San Diego? There was that clip of the Raiders-Chargers game where there were more Raiders fans in the Chargers stadium.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's every fan base.
It's empty.
It's every fan base.
For the Chargers.
Yeah.
Would the Chargers get fans if they were in the AFC Championship game in L.A.?
What are we talking about?
Because they've been outnumbered.
What's the percentage?
Well, just like, okay, would they have more than 50% of the fans in the stadium?
I think so.
Because when the Chiefs played there last time?
Yeah.
Oh, it was mostly Chiefs fans.
Yeah. That's a great question. I don't know. I kind of want to see it.
I do too.
I do. Strangely enough, I want to see the NFL go crap.
But
can we bring in some temporary stands?
You know what it is, though?
What are they gonna, would they make them move?
No.
For a home game?
Who?
Would they make the Chargers go play in the Coliseum?
No.
How?
No. No.
You don't think the NFL could be, Roger Goodell be like, hey, by the way, we're going to make some money off you. You guys are playing in the Coliseum, 85,000. Sorry.
Do you know how that'd be so brutal to the fans like that are actual fans of the Chargers? Like,
does it really matter?
All 40 of them? I know, that'd be brutal. They don't care about it.
I wouldn't put it past the NFL for saying, your venue's too small to play for a playoff game.
Okay, now I'm fully rooting on the Chargers going to the AFC Championship game. I
blow your mind
with
all these things. This is what I'm telling you. This is,
and then to lose by 80 in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't know what I was gonna say. You derailed me.
I totally derailed you.
Yeah, I
hijacked this entire segment.
That's fine though. Okay.
Dusty
Text us at 55305. I'd love to berate you. Yeah.
We didn't have anything to say, so I just gave you something to say.
Just gave you a drop.
Yeah, that's fine. What was that one about?
What is it ever about?
You told people to text in because you wanted to berate them.
Yeah. But what I know, Buck, I heard the damn drop. gosh, it really bothers me what I forgot about with the Chargers.
Text line's really worried about Mark Davis's hair.
They should be.
Yeah,
better you today, text line. Why can't Mark Davis find a better hairstylist with all that cash?
Well, you know the story behind it. He actually pays a lot of money to do it. He drives to Palm Springs. I think he drives to Palm Springs to go and do it.
He does like a full day round trip to get a haircut. Because I think he drives.
Is Mark Davis married? Is Mark Davis married?
I don't believe so.
No.
No kids.
He calls P.F. Chang's his office.
Yeah,
he sits at the end of the bar with his newspaper.
He has no kin, right? No next of kin anywhere?
I don't know. Not that I'm aware of.
I don't know, but anytime anybody says kin, it makes me feel like I'm in West Virginia mountains, like I'm in Appalachia. And
who's your next of kin?
Who your kin?
Yeah, we're in Deliverance or something.
Ozarks.
Right.
Those people call it kin a lot.
When's it proper to say next of kin?
I think when only when somebody dies. Yeah.
Thank you, my buddy. Okay,
So Mark Davis, no next of kin. And what would happen to the Raiders?
They go for
sale. Mind-boggling.
Yeah. What does happen? What when if Mark Davis leaves it to a casino?
He'll probably leave it to like.
He's got to leave it to somebody.
One of the drink girls at a casino who is really nice to him.
I think he marries he's going to find his Georgia friend Jerry, who the last team, remember when she was a showgirl. You're going to find himself a showgirl.
How old is he?
50s?
Nobody knows when Mark Davis was born, on Why? Wikipedia at least. It says he's either 63 or 64. Nobody really knows.
Really?
Yeah.
That old?
So people are going to have to wait a while for that to happen.
He can't have...
Because Georgia married her sugar daddy late, didn't... Like late in the game, as did Benson's wife.
Yeah.
Wife number three.
Wife three.
Who now owns the team.
Yeah, she does.
She got in late in the game. 63-64, you're in it for a long haul, aren't you?
Good to be the ladies, huh?
I guess so. It's one way to do it. How to get an NFL football team.
Yeah.
Pro Football Challenge. We go straight up picking winners next. You can play along at 1080thefan.com. It's all brought to you by Encore Audio Video, a chance to win a $2,500 home entertainment system makeover. Go to 1080thefan.com. Play along for free. Hear our picks and watch Cam's face change next on The Fan.